Old Mutual is the title sponsor of the Old Mutual Gothenburg Mountain Bike Race. The six-day race will start on the 13th and continue until the 19th of September. It covers 530 kilometers in total, starting in the northern Free State town of Frankfurt, moves on through Raetz to the eastern Free State town of Clarence, and then on to the Drakensberg for a finish at the famous Champagne Sports Resort. We recently spoke to Dr. Ingrid Avidon about why a coach is important for planning a race such as this. Today, we're going to talk about what it takes to win an endurance race like the Old Mutual Gothenburg race. We're joined again by Henno Senekal, Distribution Marketing Manager at Old Mutual. We're also speaking to Louis Bresler Nipe, owner of Nipe Racing Workshop in Durbanville, the mountain biker and extreme endurance lover. We also have another special guest, Jaco Goos, Head of Business Development, Private Clients at Old Mutual. Welcome to all of you. Thanks for taking a break, which I'm sure is a pretty rigorous training program. Louis, let's start with you. Tell us a bit about yourself. You've won multiple stages of the Joburg to Sea race. Tell us about that and what was involved in preparing for a race like that.
Good morning, Louis Nipe. So with the mountain bike racing scene going on, the biggest part about it is obviously having a jaw and making it count. So back then when we were racing full-time as an ex-professional, countless hours were put into racing training, some weeks ending up at 24-hour training weeks, others scaling down to around 16, 13 hours. So quite a bit of a different scene for, I think, the general public that will be attending the event to the professional athletes that will be doing it again this year. So the bigger picture of this is obviously that you've got to go out, enjoy your ride, and make it count for every aspect of the events, from going as fast as any rider can possibly go within his own means, enjoying the event for the views that is absolutely spectacular and obviously worldwide renowned, and then the hospitality of the event itself in that sense.
Louis, staying with you, you've done many of these races, particularly these multi-stage mountain bike races before. What can the riders expect from the Old Mutual Gothenburg race coming up in September?
I'd say the biggest component to it is obviously the friends and family aspect to it, your team effort with your riding partner. And then we touched base now on the views of the event and the routes. So once again, that is incredibly special and it is generally a one-of-a-kind event and it stands out for that. So the event obviously crosses over multiple regions in a sense of you start in the Free State, which is going to be predominantly flatter labeled riding. And as you go into the Drakensberg, you're going to be starting to using, well, start using a lot more of your lower gearing and actually start going vertical. And from there, obviously, down the descent to the Champagne Resort, which is the faster sections of the event.
And what kind of a person would it take to win a race like this? Do you have to be on form every day, every minute of every day in order to win? Or is it more just about having fun along the race?
So from a winning aspect, it's definitely the athlete that's putting in the most preparation and that's going with the right mindset and heart for the event. It comes down, as we've mentioned earlier, into teams. So if both riders are not on point at the time of the event, you're going to have a tough time in the office. However, I think, as we just mentioned as well, with the majority of the riders going there to have a good time, a break from everyday life, and just to experience a completely different environment from day-to-day living.
Henno, let's bring this back to finance. Louis has been talking about what it takes and the kind of discipline and dedication to win a mountain bike race. What kind of a person does it take to achieve their financial goals? Because we did discuss this the last time. They're quite similar, actually, in many respects.
Yeah, if I stick to mountain biking, I truly believe that any person can complete a race like the Gothenburg, but you need to plan properly and you need to train hard for that. And similar on your finances, it is really possible for anyone to achieve their financial goals, but you need a bit of discipline. And there's a couple of tips and tricks that you can use to achieve those financial goals. And it could be like sticking to a proper budget, simple things like spending less than you earn, and know and understand your progression and how you move to the next stage. Louis always speaks about the fact that this is a a long-term preparation. And similar with finances, you need to have a long-term outlook. But like Louis said, you need to think about the 5 or the 6 days of racing. Yes, you've got that in the back of your mind, but you need to look at what can I do today to be on top of my game. And similar with finances, just make those small progressions the whole time.
What about the importance of coaching? Because a lot of people don't really understand that you do often need a coach when it comes to finance, same, I'm sure, as you do in bike racing. Why is a coach needed?
Well, a coach is there to keep you on track. I think that's the first thing. But the coach should be invested in you as the person, in your goals and your dreams. And when somebody's really invested, when you can feel it from the heart, that person cares about you, then they're going to make the right decisions for you. And we always speak about in finances, on the one hand, you want to do wealth creation, but on the other hand, you need to do wealth protection. And I mean, one of the guys that's going to ride with us, his name is Rudy Hubert. He's got such an amazing story of where he made the right financial decisions and life happened to him. Rudy had a terrible accident at work and eventually lost his leg. And just thinking about his story, because he made the right decisions, Old Mutual was able to tell him that, Rudy, we are going to pay you your salary for the rest of your life. If you think about that, Rudy changed his whole life after an event happened to him, but he made the right financial decisions before the time. So Rudy's riding Gothenburg as well. Anyone who wants to follow Rudy, Rudy Bear on Instagram or Facebook. But that brings in the conversation from a finance point of view. Make the right decisions in your own portfolio. And I guess this is where we need to bring Jaco in, because I've spoken about the wealth protection, but similar to the guys that go to win a race, there's real guys in the finances that aim to do the best in their portfolio. And they could potentially be top management or CEOs. And maybe it's the type of guys that buy a bike worth 250 or 300,000 rand. There's something specific in it for them. So, Jaco, let me bring you in.
Yeah, Kieran, thank you very much. Yeah, I think as Rene spoke about, a coach that guides you there and keeps you on track. As you said, when you work with higher income and higher net worth individuals, typically very large business owners, they need a team of coaches and specialists in the respective areas, because it gets a bit more complex and involved. So there you'd have your own team of a portfolio manager that actually invests and decides where to invest with you into specific either shares or stocks. You'd have a specialist, a part of that team that looks after your structures. Those are your trusts and your companies and very importantly, your will and your estate, and making sure that the vehicles that own those investments, that they're optimal, that you're not paying too much tax. And these guys, they're looking to invest globally, and their children wants to sort of live abroad. So it's important that team advises you and gets you the right investment options to make sure that your children and the multiple generations of that legacy that you've built is looked after appropriately.
All right, Hino, back to you. Let's just nail this down practically. How do people achieve their financial goals? I mean, do you start off by, first of all, contacting a financial advisor? And if that's the case, where do you find them?
Yes, I think the first step is go to a financial advisor. We can clearly see that people are wealthier when they've got a financial advisor. So that's the first point. They can find a financial advisor from Old Mutual point of view on oldmutual.co.za. You can just Google find an advisor. But I think it's very important the role that the financial advisor plays, in the sense of looking out for your goals and your dreams and having that heart-to-heart conversation. And then, like I mentioned, on the wealth creation, yes, we need to build up wealth. That should be our aim. But in parallel to that, you need to protect that wealth. And we always speak about a claims progression curve. And if you can imagine a rainbow curve, a progression of claims is generally like you land up in hospital with an illness, and then you need medical aid and gap cover, or from a vehicle or bicycle. Louis is going to smile now, from a bike point of view, short term. But then the next step could be, for instance, a temporary income claim. What have you got to protect that? Another thing could be an illness that you can, like cancer, heart attack, or a stroke, and you need to protect yourself for that. Then kind of furthest to the right on the curve could be a permanent disability. Like I mentioned, Rudy. Rudy's got a permanent disability, but he's getting a salary for the rest of his life. And then right at the end is death, and then you need to kind of look at your estate planning, your taxes, your will, things like that. But speak to your financial advisor, speak to the coach.
And where would they find those? Can they get it on the Old Mutual website?
Yes. Old Mutual website, find an advisor. That's the place.
Am I correct in assuming that you're all taking part in this race?
I'm the only one that's really nervous. Louis can do this in his sleep, so he's easy in that sense. This will be my first one, so I'm getting lots of tips and tricks from Louis. Louis can chip in here.
Yeah, no, Henny is very nervous about taking on this 5-day, or as we say, 6-day event. And we've been speaking about this, is that you're seriously going to go out and enjoy the ride for what it is. There's not a lot of events that cater for something like this. And it's an incredibly user-friendly environment. And you can ride each day as is, if this is the only day that you are riding. Yet, leave something in the tank, knowing that there's obviously another 5 days to follow. But the biggest component to this event is obviously have fun and enjoy all of the elements that the event offers. The camping, the views, the hospitality that is obviously outstanding, the family vibe to it, and the offerings. I think one shouldn't give that price at all and just enjoy it. But once again, as we said, ride every day as if, don't want to say it's your last day, but as if it's the only day.
Well, we look forward to hearing about the race as it progresses, and good luck to you all. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.